1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
Thursday morning, people are going, wait, it's not Friday. No, it's Thursday. But we had to make some adjustments because we're traveling tomorrow. Time for music news with our music expert, Gary Graff. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. Getting all ready for your international incident, huh?
I'm tired of getting ready. I think if I don't have it in the suitcase now, it's just not going to go.
Fair enough.
You know, I'm like,
it's
okay.
You're not anywhere where you can get what you need.
Right. They'll have toothpaste, one single serving for $18 in the gift shop.
So, yeah. How many thongs are you packing?
Thongs.
Thongs.
I may have to report you to HR now, Gary. I never even thought that that would happen when I got up this morning. I'd like to report Gary to HR. He's got a little
personal. I'm bragging about 20. But those are to give away.
I'm withdrawing the question.
All right, let's get on to music news. Here we go. You know who looks good in a thong? That Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, she's been, ever since the Super Bowl, she's been teasing her new, her upcoming new album. And now we know that it's going to be called Act Two, Cowboy Carter.
So music.
It's country, you know, I would put country in quotation marks. It's going to be Beyonce country.
So that one she released already sounded pretty country.
Sounded very country. I mean, it still has a kind of contemporary pop edge, but then again, so does country music. And listen, if they've worked, she became the first African American woman to have a number one single on the country chart as a solo act. And now we're waiting to hear more about the rest of the album. We know the title. And Dolly Parton has come out and said she's pretty sure that Beyonce recorded a version of Jolene that's going to be on the album.
Oh, yeah, that was a big one for Dolly.
Don't have too long to wait. It comes out on the 29th. You know, it comes out this month. So
Dolly just goes, so I'll be seeing the receipts for that one again.
Cha-ching.
Yeah. No doubt.
It's between Beyonce and Whitney Houston. The covers have done her well.
So you haven't heard anything either?
Just the singles.
Right.
Yeah, just the singles. This is the kind of album they keep under lock and key, you know, until maybe a day or two before its release.
All right, moving on. Jimmy Buffett passed away recently, but the party goes on.
The party goes on. That's, you know, that is the theme and the and the title of a big tribute concert taking place at the Hollywood Bowl. And this is going to be huge. I mean, you've got Paul McCartney and Eagles, along with John Bon Jovi, Zach Brown, Jackson Brown, no relation, of course, Brandi Carlile, Sheryl Crow, Eric Church, Kenny Chesney, Pitbull, as well as the Coral Reefer Band.
Are they continuing to add names to that show? Or?
Yeah, they're, you know, and they probably will. Right now it's one night only, April 11th at the Hollywood Bowl. Don't be surprised if once it goes up for sale tomorrow, it sells out quick and they start adding more dates.
How is the Hollywood Bowl?
I mean, it's nice. You know, it's iconic.
Yeah.
It's iconic, but
is it still in good shape?
They maintain it well. It doesn't have a roof over it like, you know, most sheds do, but in Los Angeles you don't often need that. But I do think we're looking at more than one show here.
Right. Ooh, okay. They did the Willie Nelson 90th birthday thing there.
That was two nights.
Right, exactly, and they edited that up, and they made it into a show on CBS. You can stream it on Paramount. They're going to do that here, too, right? They're going to sell this thing.
I would hope. You know, I would expect and hope. You know, there was talk, too. The Coral Reefer guys were saying they wanted to go on the road in kind of a tribute tour this year, and they haven't announced anything there. I heard from one person that they were putting it out there, but they won a lot of money.
Well, Live Nation is involved with this, right?
Right.
That's Irving Azoff, right?
Correct.
Irving is not one to go
work for free,
right, or leave money on the table, right?
Correct. Correct.
So, it, even if it's not broadcast, maybe Netflix or something like that.
We'll see it in some shape or form. If it follows a lot of the mold, like Taylor Swift or Willie Nelson, it could potentially wind up in movie theaters first, and then it'll go to a streaming service, and then in some cases it gets released on, you know, album and DVD or Blu-ray.
Could it wind up on Disney like Taylor Swift?
I suppose it could.
There.
I suppose it could, and that, by the way, today is the day, 8 o'clock tonight, 8 p.m.
This is not news to any real Swiftie, by the way.
Oh, no, they've been, you know, it's not a question of when, but how many times consecutively, you know, the real Swifties will be watching this. But it has four additional songs, so it's something you haven't seen. And, you know, she's calling it the Eras Tour, Taylor's version, and it'll be on Disney Plus. Although, interestingly, she was supposed to film something this week at the Hollywood sign. And the residents complained and got it nixed.
Really?
They haven't said what it was, if it was just a promo for this. It was supposedly for with Disney Plus, so everybody's thinking it was some sort of promo for the Eras Tour film. But the residents said, no, we don't want that disruption that's going to come with having a Taylor Swift thing.
It was a photo shoot by the Hollywood sign? That was it?
That's up in the... or a film, you know, filming something.
Okay.
She usually brings money to the area.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I can understand.
And she's not used to hearing the word no either.
This is one of the very, very rare times it would have happened, but I guess they have the right up there in the Hollywood Hills to say yay or nay about some of these things. Meanwhile, you know, Taylor is safely back from Singapore. She and Travis, they attended Madonna's Oscar party on Sunday night. You know,
who else was there at Madonna's Oscar party?
Let's see. I've got a list that includes Robert De Niro, Matthew McConaughey, Jodie Turner-Smith, Lenny Kravitz was there, Selma Hayek. Those are who are on the list I have. They were all photographed in British Vogue.
Oh, I thought it was a no-photog event.
Right.
Well, there was a red carpet.
Okay.
So they weren't photographed, you know, at whatever bacchanal went on inside. But they, you know, they were photographed arriving. So,
all right.
So we know they're safely back. And then, you know, there's many big Oscar parties, but Elton John did his annual party, which again raised $10.8 million for AIDS research, which, you know, that's one of the great altruistic events where all the others are.
Okay, I have to ask, we always hear about Elton John's post-Oscar party and it raises money for a charity. Do I have to pay to get into his party? Is that how that works? Or
yeah, people,
make a donation?
People, they get invited, and then, you know, the unspoken, you know, requirement there is, well, yeah, you're going to make a donation here, too. And there's also a silent auction.
Is there food?
On. Oh, yeah, there's food. There's entertainment.
I'm so thirsty.
It's a BYOB, and you're making a donation.
I don't know if the bar, it's cash bar or open bar, but you'd hope you at least get some drink tickets.
Okay.
And this was Elton's last big hurrah, by the way, before he goes in for knee replacement.
Knee replacement.
That's coming up.
And I've had that, you know, done.
Years and years of touring and jumping off pianos and all that stuff.
Yeah, I had to have a knee replaced. I didn't jump off no pianos.
Yeah, yeah. Elton John goes missing.
The world will wonder
what's happening.
So he's going to, you know, David Furnish at the Oscar party. David Furnish, you know, talked to some media and said that Elton's in, you know, good state of mind, and he's been getting prepared for the surgery and is ready to go. And he predicted that Elton would be breakdancing down the red carpet at next year's ceremony.
But he's going to be on one of those scooters going everywhere, right?
No, that's more of an ankle thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he's getting his knee replaced. You're on your knee on the scooter.
Well, he's getting so both. He's getting both of them.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
Oh, both.
Both.
Wheelchair. That's a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Well, they make the motorized little sit down.
Sure. He's going to have a nice one. Don't worry about that. He'll probably bedazzle
he'll be
it.
I think he's going to be fine, yeah, you know, in terms of recovery.
Yeah. Eric Carmen, I got to be honest. I just don't think I hadn't thought about Eric Carmen. And then I hear he passed away earlier this week.
He passed away this week, yeah, at age 74. You know, you know, some people, many people know him from being the, you know, lead singer in the Raspberries back in the 70s. Other people know him from stuff like All By Myself and Hungry Eyes, you know, power ballads. He made his mark. He was well known. He was well regarded by many in the industry. You know, one of those folks who, beyond the hits, was kind of a songwriter. You know, he was somebody other songwriters really had a good regard to.
Right. He didn't write Hungry Eyes, but he sang it in Dirty Dancing.
He performed it, but then he did. He wrote other songs, too.
Sure. Yeah. I said when he passed away this week, he may be one of the pilgrims or forerunners of the power ballad, because he was doing it long before all the hair bands were doing it.
Kind of, yeah, just a little bit in front of it. And he made them, I think, more importantly, there were always ballads around. I think he was one of the ones who made them sound like power ballads. You know, I mean, they just set a, I would agree with you, he set a sonic template for what those songs could be like, so that then when we got into Every Rose Has Its Thorn or Home Sweet Home or all that stuff, you know, you could definitely trace it back to All By Myself,
yes.
Certainly.
Yeah.
So I was actually more, you know, sadder about Carl Wallinger passing, who, you know, that's a minor name, but he was the leader of and the founder of the band World Party, who was a personal favorite of mine, and he was in the Waterboys before that. And, you know, if you want to talk about somebody who was I would almost liken him, may call him a British Todd Rundgren, one of these one-man band type of things, you know, who could go into the studio, play everything, sing everything, produce everything. And he made some really good albums, this World Party, which, if you're not familiar, are definitely worth investigating.
Kind of like an Andrew Gold type.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. I like him better than Andrew Gold, too, but the two, though.
Well, you don't have to be like that.
Hey, do you have any information at all on why Jennifer Lopez canceled all those shows?
I do not, and they're not saying.
Yeah.
She canceled 7 and canceled rather than postponed. And
right.
I think this is going to be the new model, you know, because of all the furor over refunds, you know, that have happened with all these tours and shows that we're getting postponed during, you know, starting.
Well, I'll say this. She gave them plenty of warning.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so you can cancel the babysitter or your flight in or anything like that.
Well, she did do that. It's still kind of mysterious. But, yeah, nobody's saying about, you know, that yet.
But stop the presses. NSYNC reunited on stage last night? How did it? Where? How? What?
Last night in Los Angeles, Justin Timberlake was doing one of his, you know, small theater pop-up shows that he's been doing in advance of his new album, which comes out tomorrow. NSYNC is on one track on the album, and, you know, late in the show, the next to last show, Justin performs the song, it's called Paradise, and on walk the other four guys, and then they do an NSYNC mini set. What do? They did Bye Bye Bye, Girlfriend, and it's going to be me.
Oh, it wasn't just one of the other syncs.
Right. No, the whole, they're
it was
all the
whole.
Right.
It was
wow.
All, first time on stage together since 2013. Naturally, tongues are wagging about, okay, will this be part of Justin's tour now? Will there be an NSYNC mini show within the Justin Timberlake show? I predict not. You know, that's very expensive to take. You know,
sort of demeans the other people too, doesn't it? Oh, now you're just part of my bigger show.
Am I getting paid?
Well, yeah, but I mean,
I don't think those guys care that much. But I also don't see them going out for a full tour with them.
Okay,
maybe they'll pop up at other dates. Maybe when the tour rolls into whichever arena it's going to play in the LA area where they all are, the guys will come out again, but I don't think out here in the hinterlands we're going to be graced with such a performance.
I've been dying to say this since we started. Ready or not, Lou Graham says this is it. It's his last tour.
Yeah, he said this in 2018 too, but he came out this week and he.
But
said,
you get the ready or not part.
I do.
Right?
Yeah, I do get the ready or not. Like the tiny hand clap here.
Did you see what I did there?
You see what I did there? Yeah, right.
I did. Well, I heard what you did there.
It's a good song too.
So yeah, it is. It is. So he's saying this is going to be it. You know, he's out, and he doesn't tour heavy, you know, like he used to with Foreigner. But he says these are going to be his last dates, and it's going to include being on Bret Michaels' Party Gras tour this summer. It's him and Don Felder and Dee Snider and Chris Jansen. And you know, basically, it was just that he's gotten to the point he's had his fill of touring. You know, he's what, 74 now.
Well, plus he's had some health problems along the way.
He's had health problems, so he said he's ready to just know that when he goes to bed every night, he's waking up in his own bed. And apparently, he's got some muscle cars he wants to spend more time driving.
Well, he did sing Rev on the Red Line.
He did.
So you know,
he did.
Maybe you can do a show with Freiberger.
You know your deep tracks, which is good. He did say in the same interview, however, that you know, when it comes to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, if elected with Foreigner, he will serve, and that he in fact has been told he will sing with the band that night if they're inducted.
If they get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, he's coming. He's not going to be one of those, I don't care what you do, I'm not going. He says he'll be there.
He's not Noel Gallagher or Ian. Well, it may be Noel too, but he's not Liam Gallagher. He's not Cher, although she's been conspicuously quiet since the nominations were announced.
So, all right, where do we finish up this week, Gary?
Well, this was kind of fun that came across. Apparently, Brian Johnson from AC/DC and Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits are hosting a new TV show.
TV show, not
like
a podcast.
A bit of an odd couple. Yeah, it's called Johnson and Knopfler's Music Legends. And it's going to be kind of like, you know, it sounds a little like Sammy Hagar's show was. They're going to sit down and talk and play music with a bunch of friends and the guests.
It sounds like that one Brian Adams show from his barn studio.
No, that was Daryl Hall.
Daryl Hall.
Yeah.
So
easily confused.
Yeah.
It premieres April 12th, and it's on Now, which is a network through Sky. Oh, it's also going to be on Sky Arts in Britain and Freeview. First episode premieres April 25th. It's going to be with Tom Jones. The three of them talk, and I guess play.
Mark Knopfler, Brian Johnson.
It's not unusual. Tom Jones.
It is unusual. Really? It is unusual, and it could be a great deal of fun. I'm actually talking to Mark Knopfler tomorrow, so I'll get some of the skinny on this. The other guests this year in the season are going to include Carlos Santana, Emmylou Harris, Cyndi Lauper, and Sam Fender.
None of these are lightweights, I'll say that.
So this could be good, you know, and if they have a good producer, obviously. Brian Johnson did a TV show once. It was more car-oriented, as I remember. But you know he's a very pleasant guy, and so you know this could be fun.
Who's going to play Sharon and Ozzy in the Osbourne biopic?
Well, if the kids have their way, you know they were on the Osbourne Family podcast recently. So if the kids have their way, it's going to be Florence Pugh for Sharon, and Jack Osbourne wants a Bill Hader to play Ozzy.
Okay.
Really? Bill Hader.
Yeah, Bill Hader.
How heavy
That's the same podcast where Sharon said Ozzy was stoned for the whole show, right?
For the whole run of the original Osbourne show.
I kind of assumed that.
I was gonna say, yeah.
But she confirmed it.
There's a newsflash.
All right. Gary, we're out of time.
All right, listen, travel safely. Try to behave. I know what I just said there, but try to behave. We'll talk from next Thursday when I can't wait to see what shape you're
in. All right. We'll talk to you then, Gary.
Take it easy.
Gary Graff, our music expert.